In the many years that I have been writing this weekly column, I have always tried to avoid endorsing candidates for elective office. The Jewish Journal's readers are a well-informed group. It would be presumptuous of me to think that I should, or could, try to change your minds. So I don't. Instead, I see my job as providing you with information and perhaps additional perspective that allows you to come to your own conclusions and cast your own votes that reflect your own beliefs, whether they happen to align with mine or not. Today is no different. Instead of offering endorsements, I will instead share with you my hopes for three changes in U.S. politics, some more likely than others, which might assist you in making your own voting decisions. 1. National politics. I hope Democratic Delaware Senator Chris Coons runs for president. Last week, 40 of the 47 Democratic senators voted to block the sale of military equipment to Israel. Of the 7 courageous Democrats who opposed the resolution, 3 are Jewish themselves and 3 represent states with large Jewish populations. Coons, who will become the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in the not-too-distant future, was the 7th. He has been a stalwart supporter of Israel throughout his entire career in the Senate and is highly respected by members of both parties. In 2024, when Senator Bernie Sanders first introduced a similar measure, 18 Democrats supported it. Last year, 27 voted in favor. There are now 40, including every Democratic senator considering a run for president in 2028. The party deserves at least one option from the Senate who stood with Israel. Coons' greatest handicap is his hairline. The U.S. has not elected a bald president since Dwight Eisenhower. Until America is willing to set aside its baseless prejudice against the follicly challenge, Coons will continue his invaluable work in the Senate against growing odds. 2. State politics. Now that Eric Swalwell's self-immolation has reduced the field of gubernatorial candidates to a more manageable 8 options, I also hope that neither Tom Steyer or Katie Porter moves on to the general election. Since it would be almost impossible for Deep Blue California to elect a Republican governor, the question is which of the Democratic alternatives will be one of the top 2 finishers in June and take office next January. Swalwell's grotesque behavior serves as a necessary reminder of the dangers of desperate voters prematurely swooning for unvetted newcomers. Steyer's professional record and Porter's personal biography make them both flawed candidates even before examining their political beliefs, and both have records on Israel that are uneven at best. I hope a seasoned centrist like Antonio Villaraigosa or Matt Mahan earns a second look from an electorate that is understandably wary after its recent cautionary experience. 3. Local politics. I hope Mayor Karen Bass will decide not to seek re-election. I have long respected her work both in the state legislature and in Congress. But the limits of a legislative career were mercilessly exposed last year after the wildfires, when Los Angeles desperately needed strong and visible executive leadership and Bass fell woefully short. She was overshadowed not only by Governor Gavin Newsom, but by Supervisor Lindsay Horvath and Councilmember Tracy Park. Bass regained much of her diminished stature during her fight against the Trump administration during last year's ICE raids and benefited greatly when Horvath and her other most visible potential opponents decided not to run. Nithya Raman is much more progressive than I am. Spencer Pratt is much more conservative. Intriguing outsiders Adam Miller and Andre Salivra are untested. But perhaps of them one will emerge as a stronger leader and more forceful presence who can lead Angelenos forward, allowing Bass to gracefully retire and earn deserved plaudits for a commendable career of public service. There you have it, no endorsements. Just 3 possibilities to consider as we prepare to navigate an increasingly complicated political landscape before we cast our votes for these 3 critical offices in the months and years ahead. Next week, my hopes for the Republicans. Dan Schnur is the U.S. politics editor for the Jewish Journal. He teaches courses in politics, communications, and leadership at UC Berkeley, USC, and Pepperdine. He hosts the monthly webinar, the Dan Schnur Political Report, for the Los Angeles World Affairs Council and Town Hall. Follow Dan's work at www.danschnurpolitics.com.